is a pod safe transmission. Transmission.
Yo, bring that big bad bass that drop the bass.
You're listening to Savvy.
Livewire Podcast Radio.
I saw him in person once
on Livewire Podcast Radio.
He's a big dude.
Best podcast in the world.
Livewire Podcast Radio.
Hey guys, this is Lindsay Sterling, and you're listening to Savvy on Livewire Podcast Radio. Yeah, go Savvy, he's the man.
Stay wired with Savvy on Livewire Podcast Radio.
G'day everybody, Savvy here on Livewire Podcast Radio, nurturing new music all over the world. Now I'm still a little bit sleepy, it's a bit early, but I'm just waking up. I've had my coffee and I'm set to go. Now on this week's show, I've got a very special guest. She's a lovely violinist based out of Utah in the US of A. And her name is Lindsay Sterling. How are you going?
Well, thanks for waking up so early. And I love your accent. I went to New Zealand a couple months ago and just was like, oh, I need to get a cool accent. I want to move back here. So cool. I mean, like, such a fun side of the world. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks for the compliment on my how I speak. I'm not sure where I stand. I've been told I have like a hybrid accent because I'm part Pommy, part Australian. So, yeah.
Well, it's like an Australian accent. Everybody in the United States loves Australian accents.
Oh, that's cool, because I always thought I just sounded a bit weird.
Oh, maybe. Well, it sounds Australian to me-ish, right? No?
Well, maybe the Australian accent is just creeping out now. I mean, I have been living out here for 6 years, so it's about time.
Maybe I don't know my accents. But anyways, the way you talk is... I think it's awesome.
Thank you so much. That's very kind of you. Okay, let's talk music. Mm-hmm. So, Lindsay, when was it you first discovered the violin?
Yeah, well, when I was just a little chillin', a little kid, my parents would play classical music on this old record player that we had in our house all the time. And that was like the only kind of music we had. And we grew up in LA area. And they would take us to all the free concerts in town, and they were usually just orchestra concerts in the park and whatnot. And so at the age of 5, I just started begging my parents like to play the violin. And you know, after going to these concerts, I could see who the stars of the orchestra were, and it was definitely the violinist. So I, you know, after begging for lessons, they finally found me a teacher that they could afford and, you know, rented me this little tiny violin. And I started at the age of 6 and have played ever since.
Oh, wow. And you're 25 now?
Yeah, I'm 25.
Oh, still young and talented. So do you like to do just one kind of music, or do you like to experiment and explore with music?
Basically, I have very eclectic taste. And so I kind of, when I started doing this violin stuff, I grew up playing classical music and just kind of needed another outlet. You know, I got a little burnt out on classical. And I just finally realized one day, who says the violin has to be a classical instrument? Who says it can't be fun and jazzy and you can't dance to violin music too? And so basically any music that I am interested in, I play. You know, I've got a rock, kind of like a harder rock song coming out soon.
Wow,
and
cool.
You know, just anything that intrigues me. I love all kinds of music, and I just want to kind of show that, hey, like, you can be whatever you want to be, whether you're playing the violin or whether you want to dance, or, you know, you can take whatever you've worked at and you can make it into whatever you want it to be. And the violin is no exception.
Okay. And you just mentioned that you're going to be releasing a rock track in the near future. Are you allowed to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I can. I mean, this, I don't think I've told anybody this, but this is one of those things that's been in the making for years. I mean, I wrote, it's a cover song that I've always absolutely loved the music to Phantom of the Opera. And my brother as well loved it. And so kind of when I was in high school, as tribute to him, I wrote this arrangement of Phantom of the Opera. And then just at the time, I had no means to do anything with it. And so now that I, you know, do music as a living, I had the, you know, I had the opportunities and stuff. And so I got with some kind of rocker friends of mine, and we wrote, you know, we arranged a rock backing for it. So it's kind of like Phantom of the Opera, you know, this, you know, cultural mixed with, you know, rock mixed with violin, classical. I mean, it's just a collaboration of all different styles, and I'm so excited about it. So, and I just got my costumes all finished for it, so the video is going to be sweet, and I can't wait.
It sounds very cool, and the video is coming out soon?
It'll probably be another month or two before we get time to do the video, but it's worth the wait. It's going to be good.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Now coming up here on LiveWire Podcast Radio, more music from the lovely Lindsay herself. Check this out here on LiveWire Podcast Radio.
LiveWire Podcast Radio, playing you the best unsigned music.
Every Saturday.
Do I really sound Australian?
I think you do. I mean, from what I remember when I talked to people, I thought that's what they sounded like.
Cool.
LifeWire Podcast Radio.
Savvy's awesome. You gotta listen to Savvy's stuff. Woohoo!
Okay, for all the upcoming composers out there, what's your advice to them? How do you personally start composing a track? Like, how do you feel?
Yeah. So I guess it's different for the different types of music I do. If I am doing an arrangement of somebody else, like a cover song, I think that for me is the easiest because I just try to get a completely fresh look at a song that I like. And then basically I just play it and loop it over and over in my mind and play it until I find my voice in that song, I guess. I'll just play it and play and play. I think that's the main way I write any music is improvising. And finally something will seep through that's like, oh, that's golden right there. That one thing I played out of all that junk was golden. And so, I mean, I think that's how I do it is just improvise. And for my electronic tracks, first we write the track. You know, the backtrack with the beats, you know, I work with a beat maker and we'll make those together. And then I take it home as like my homework and I just put on my iPod and improvise to it for hours. I mean, I'm kind of a slow writer. And so whenever people are like, oh, I'm so bad at writing music, I wish I was good like you. I mean, my response is, well, I'm bad too. I mean, it takes me hours and hours, you know, I have to put out so many bad ideas before a good one finally comes through. And I think that's why a lot of people think they can't write music is because they're not, they don't trust in themselves enough to get past all the bad ideas, but everybody has bad ideas. And so that's how I write my music.
Okay, and with your music, you also make music videos and post them up on YouTube. And You only uploaded your newest track just the other day, which was a soundtrack from Skyrim, I believe. And it's already had over 500,000 hits.
Woo!
That's unbelievable. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's awesome. It's so cool to think that, I mean, I used to write music. Well, when I first wrote my first three songs, I wrote them and I put them up on iTunes and they didn't sell, you know? They didn't sell at all. Like, nobody knew about them. And it was just kind of like, oh, well, my mom bought them and, you know, a couple of my friends supported me and bought them. But it's amazing now that I can work hard on stuff. I mean, I work really hard on my music and my videos. And it's really fulfilling to see that not only, you know, I can put them out there and people enjoy it. You know, it's not just me thinking, oh, I'm proud of that song, but it gets to actually spread happiness to others and people get to hear my art and hopefully it inspires other people to do art. And that is what being an artist, I think, is all about. And so it's awesome.
Excellent. Now, staying on the subject of music videos, mm-hmm. one of my personal favorite videos that I've watched of yours, and I think is truly amazing, is an experimental dubstep track which you've done called Crystallize.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And once again, a massive hit count of over 10 million views. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and you know, that one was one I was probably the most worried about of all the tracks I've ever done, just because dubstep has such a niche audience. I wanted to really be true to dubstep, and I knew that if I wasn't true to that form of music, that it would not be accepted well and people would not like it if I was not true to the music they love. And so I was really worried that I wouldn't hit it right, you know, and so I was so excited when I was accepted by the dubstep community. And, you know, it confirmed to me that, okay, I did this style of music justice, and that makes me happy. And, but it's just funny that the one I was really the most nervous about and, you know, thought everyone might hate was the one that was my biggest door opener so far, which is, I think, kind of cool. It just shows you, like, it taught me, don't be afraid to try anything because, you know, you never know.
Well, there you go, people. Go check it out if you want to know what we're talking about. Just go on YouTube and type in Lindsay Sterling Crystallize and it will come up. And wow, are you planning on doing anything more like that in the future?
We're working on, we're about to start a new dubstep track just because that's what everybody's like, more dubstep. So, you know, I love it. So I was like, well, done and done. We're going to start working on a new one soon. This is Lindsay Sterling, and you're listening to LiveWire Podcast Radio.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Savvy on Livewire Podcast Radio.
Yeah, Savvy here on Livewire Podcast Radio, nurturing new music all over the world. Today's guest in the studio via Skype is Lindsay Sterling. So we're going to get really serious now, okay? Serious questions coming right up.
Oh, no, okay.
It's okay, don't be scared. Now, a while back you did a cover of the Zelda melody, and you did a video for it again on YouTube. But what we want to know, and I know my listeners want to know, where did you get those awesome elf ears from?
Oh, man. Okay. Hold on. Let me look. They were put on, a friend of mine is a makeup artist named Ben Brooksby, and he ordered them for me. And let me look. It's in the description of the video where the ears are from. Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah, please do, because I really want a set of those ears. Like, this is so cool.
So the website for the where he got the ears is, eridani.com. And so if you guys want a pair of little link ears, you can get them there. And costume was actually made. I get asked all the time where that costume came from, and a friend made it for me.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And I guess, you know, with all these videos that you do and the costumes that you make, if you ever have to go to a Halloween party or a fancy dress party, you're just pretty much set up for life, hey.
That's right. Well, it's funny because with some of the covers that I've got coming up, you know, from Phantom of the Opera to some of these other game covers I've got, I'm like, I am set for life for Halloween costumes. Holy cow.
I was gonna ask you about the costumes next. That was my very next question. I was just wondering, like, just for fun, do you go out, like, do you wear the costumes and just go out and do normal everyday activities like your grocery shopping in them and stuff?
You know, I'm not gonna lie, I've always loved dress up. Like, that's part of the fun for me of doing some of these videos, is I love it when they involve fun costumes, because as a kid, my dad had collected costumes over the year, and we had a costume closet that had just boxes and boxes, and all my friends would come and we would play dress up. And so I think it's so fun that I get to play like professional dress up now. and that's how fun for me is. I love doing things with awesome costumes. And I mean, I make a lot of them. I made the Skyrim one. And, I also have very talented friends that make some of the other ones, like the Phantom of the Opera ones, which are way above my head to make, you know.
Okay, so do you have a good collection of violins, or do you just have like one or two?
I do. I have, well, it's because I have, you know, my baby, my nice violin, which, you know, I have to be very careful with, because violin, you know, it's about 100 years old. Violins get nicer with age, type of a thing. So you have to really take care of them. And then I have a stunt violin, which I bought off eBay for like $40. It can't even play, like you can't even tune the strings. But I use that for stuff like when I had that in the Skyrim video, I had a violin strapped across my back, and that was my stunt violin, you know. And I used the bow when I was sword fighting, you know, and we filmed once when it was raining, and so I busted out that thing. Then I have kind of your, you know, a student model, just an average violin, and that's like the one I took. I went to Kenya recently, and I didn't know what the weather conditions were going to be like, and, you know, we'd be out in the heat all day with it, so I took my just kind of average violin. So that's kind of my collection, and then I also have my electric violin.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty committed and passionate about your music and the videos that you put together.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's awesome. It's really good to talk to somebody who has a passion for what they do. I mean, it's like me and my audio. I have a passion for what I do when it comes to sound and recording and things like that. You mentioned babies. This microphone is my baby, for example.
Oh, that's your baby?
Yeah, I use an SE microphone, a Z5 600A Mark II, and it's the first time I've used it, actually.
Oh, really? Well, exciting. This is its christening experience.
That's right, first debut on the show.
Yeah, every mic has its place and its purpose, right?
That's right. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your passion and your music and your love for what you do with us.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and have a good day.
And if you guys out there want to learn more about Lindsay and her music, all you got to do is check out her website, which is www.lindsaysterlingviolin.com. And there's also links on that page to her Twitter account, Facebook, and also YouTube pages. So go over there, check it out. Well, that's it from me this week. So until next week. Oh, and by the way, have a good Easter, everybody. I forgot about that. I got too carried away in this wicked interview. Anyway, yeah, have a fantastic Easter, and I'll talk to you next weekend. Bye. LifeWire Podcast Radio is copyright protected 2012 and comes under the Savile Sound trademark. I want a set of pixie ears. Or are they elf ears? Not sure. In fact, what is Link? Answers on a postcard, Chris on the radio at hotmail.com.